Welcome to Special Lifestyle Podcast. This is your host, Sharon Special, and today's topic is going to be on postgraduate depression. Is this particular topic being talked about enough or even at all? Let's find out. So, postgraduate depression. I'm going to split it into two, postgraduate and depression. Postgraduate is after you graduate from your university or from your college, and depression is simply the state of mind deteriorating and unexplained sadness. So, postgraduate depression is depression after you graduate, and I'm going to be talking about postgraduate depression today, factors and some few tips, because you know we are all figuring this out, me especially. I'm going to be talking on my own experience and other people's experience, so stay tuned. The first factor on my list is no direction. Guys, when I tell you I really don't have direction, like I finished school last year. I just convocated last month. That was the ceremony, but I've been done with school for like how many months now? When I wrote my last paper, signed my clearance, no direction. Even up till now, I don't know where I am heading to. Like, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this, especially those that just, you know, fresh graduates. No direction. Where am I going to? What next? What next am I doing? That's the first factor. The second annoying one is when people keep asking you, oh, Sharon, you just finished. What next are you doing? Oh, Sharon, you just finished. What next? Oh, what are you doing? Oh, what are you doing next? Please and please, if you are planning on asking me that question, desist before you enter the block list. Because me, myself, I do not know what I'm doing next. I have no idea. What am I doing next? When someone asks me, Sharon, what are you doing next? I'm always like, blank. I'm asking myself, Loto, Sharon, what next? But, you know, Nigeria designs this NYSC thing that you serve the country for 1 year and you can be working and all of that. So I think my answer would be like, oh yeah, I'm a fresh graduate, but I'm waiting for my service. That's it. After service, what next? I do not know. But we are going to figure it out, okay guys? So that's the second, and it's really annoying when people ask me that question, because you're not going to help me with a job, you're not going to help me with anything, you're not going to give me capital, you're not going to be an angel investor in my life. So please and please, desist from such acts. It's evil. It's very evil. Oh, sorry. So the third point I have is no financial support. Like literally, when you're in school, you call your parents or you call whosoever gives you money. That, what's up, oh, Afa, no money. Please send me money for food. I don't have money for food. I don't have money for this. I want to buy so textbook. I want to buy a laptop. I want to buy. They send you money, but once you are done, especially if you don't have any business you are running before, you see nothing. You will not have 1 cent like this. And little things like data, you notice you cannot afford it. Like transport, like, you know, just small things you want to do for yourself, you can't afford it. You have to ask your parents, and before they even give you, they'll just give you 1 small stipend. Like, take. If you don't have generational wealth, you will be left in the dust, in the mud, because really no one gives you nothing. No one gives you money. No one gives you anything. You are done with school now. Okay, yeah, figure it out. That's it. You are just new to the labor market and they're just throwing you like pew, pew, pew. See life, see life, see life, see life, see life. And trust me, it's not good. It's not glamorous at all. So if you're in school right now, enjoy it while it lasts, to be honest. That's what I will tell you. The fourth point is, when you see your peers making it, like they have one big business, they are into crypto, be no more investment, they're into some kind of, you know, multi-level marketing stuff, and they are buying Benz, they are washing their Benz with champagne, Don Julio. They are traveling the world, Maldives, you know, Bora Bora. They are going up. Dubai is like their backyard, and you are watching their snap. They don't even add you back on Snapchat, so you are watching them like you are subscribed to them, and you are just thinking to yourself like, this particular factor doesn't really affect me, but I'm not going to wave it like it doesn't happen to people. People don't feel bad when they see their peers making it before them, and they don't. It's not like, it's not jealousy, guys. No, it's not jealousy. It's just normal. You are a human being. We are all humans. So things like that should make you feel bad. If it doesn't make you feel bad, good. If it does make you feel bad, you are not weird. You're very much okay. As far as you're not thinking about any interior motive, or you're not in coming from a place of hate, you're just coming from a place like, I want this. I want this for myself. Why don't I have this? Why didn't I start crypto? They are writing on their status, I choke this one. Talking about so many things, and you're just there staring. Like, they have their life all figured out, and you're just like, what am I doing with my life? Like, you keep on asking yourself that question. The fifth point is lack of productivity. Like, since I graduated, I'm just on my bed 24/7. I eat, sleep, brush, bath, stay on social media 24/7. I'm not doing nothing productive. I don't have a schedule. In school, you have a schedule. You wake up by 8 a.m. in the morning. You go to classes, you go get food, you sleep, you have your roommates, you have your friends, you just, like, you are not lonely, you are not idle, you know. And I notice a lot of cyberbullying is from idleness, when people spend a lot of time on social media, and they get intoxicated by social media, and they start cyberbullying people. This the high level of unemployment in Nigeria is too high. So when I see all these people cyberbullying sometimes, I'll just say, oh, idle man is a devil's workshop. Are we talking about the amount of people they dropped during the COVID? A lot of people lost their jobs. Guys, I'm sure postgraduate depression is more heated in Nigeria. It has to be. Because Nigeria is not even good for creative, first of all. Nigeria is not good for career and all of that. So let's move on though. Pressure from family when I get in a job, pressure from people getting married, and you're like, what am I even doing with my life? My friends are getting married, or it doesn't happen in my family, but I'm sure some other families, they pressurize, you know, when their daughters, when are you getting married, blah 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 blah. I will not dwell much on that because I've not experienced it, but it's also a factor. Now let's talk about job hunting. Oh my god, job hunting. There are a lot of people that are better than you. They imagine you fresh graduates, and those people that have 10 years experience in that job, you go to 1, 2, 3 interviews in a day and you don't get it. You get rejection emails, like 200 applicants to one job sending their CV to this particular email. They can only choose one or two. And every time you're getting rejection email, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, you have a first class, you have your degree, you spent years, you can't even work. You study, imagine I studied microbiology, and most people that study microbiology, they end up in banks. Like, did I say I would have studied the account if I want to be in the bank? But no, when I know they will pay me stipends when I work as a lab scientist or as a researcher, they send you 15,000 per month, 20,000 per month. When you take with the traffic and the whole, oh my god, guys, oh my god, guys, oh my god, it is hard. It is depressing. It's sad because you are spending half of your salary on transport and half of it on miscellaneous and debts. Feeding, clothing, how will you survive? So then you start searching for other jobs in other areas, and you're not still getting it. This can lead to a very crazy depression, guys. very, very, very crazy depression. Another one is when you start up business and you keep failing. You start up business, you keep failing. Personally, I started skincare, I started this, I started that, I started selling a lot of things, and I kept on feeling I got bored of them. I could not keep up. No one was buying, and I'm just like, what is this life? What is happening in this life? What's going on? So guys, I've not figured this thing out. And in fact, I'm just a fresh graduate. So I'm just these are the things and other people's experience, not just mine. So when I'm talking from my perspective and other people's perspective. So I'm not going to just come here and talk about things that cause this thing. And I know a lot of people don't know they have postgraduate depression. That is why you must check up on that friend. In fact, even friends is hard to contact. You can hardly connect with friends because everyone, this one has traveled, this one has done this, everyone is living their life, everyone is trying to figure out life. So you are most likely alone dealing with your problems. But I will advise you check up on your friends, even the most bubbly person. What's up? How is your mental health? You can talk to me. Okay, is there anything da 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 da? You know, we can't help financially, but the little we can do, let's do it. So I'm just going to throw in tips on trying to like overcome this postgraduate depression. The first on my list as a Nigerian is NYSC, guys. Just do that NYSC. It will help you for a year to take your mind off it. I pray we never experience post NYSC depression, because I heard that's the most craziest depression ever, and I pray we don't experience it. The second one is learn a skill, especially tech, because tech is where the money resides right now, guys. I will advise anybody, you studied zoology. you're joking, right? You studied zoology in Nigeria. Sorry to you, darling. Fall into the tech. Learn coding. Learn UI, UX. Learn digital marketing. Learn those skills. Before they'll say, can I learn bidding? Nobody says you should not learn bidding. Nobody says you not learn catering. No. But my darling, you can learn catering though. I think catering is very perfect because you can start up a cooking business. But do you have the capital? Do you have Indian investors? Let's think about this in a very clear. I don't know if you're getting me. So leave all those 2002 skills and learn digital skills. We have this thing called the internet, and trust me, the internet, you can make money from the internet in several ways. So digital marketing, you can learn it for free on Google. So if you need a link, just chat me up on Instagram or send me an email. I'll be sure to just send you that link to learn that digital marketing. At least you can learn like 3 modules a day, and you write an exam and you get your certificate, and it can be in your CV, which can help you secure a job. Do you get what I'm saying? And UI over UX to design, you can get a job doing that. Learn photography. Perfect. Photography is hot now. If you see one session, 30k. They are not joking. No? So learn these skills. Try. Tell your parents what's up. Was good, because I know you do see your parents are the ones that will be there for you till the 100, or some people that don't even have that opportunity. You can go on YouTube, learn the ones you could learn. And I think there was this link, you guys, if you are interested in learning all this digital marketing, you are really, really interested in learning digital marketing, UI, UX, just send me a DM, just send me a message or an email. I'm going to send you this link, because I saw some links on Twitter, on some direct links in learning this UI UX. So if you are really serious and you want to get out of that lack of productivity, like you don't want to be lonely, just learn this, and it can really help you secure a job in Nigeria, because we are going to do our best, because Nigeria is not ready to give you good employment, good roads, good. They don't want to give us anything, so we are going to help ourselves. And the fun fact about tech is that you can work for a company abroad. It is not segregated to Nigeria. You can work remotely. You can become a content writer, freelance. Do you get? The internet is just the best thing to help us overcome this postgraduate depression. The third one I have is, if you're interested in media, if you like people hearing your voice, just like the way I like people hearing my voice, you can start podcasting. You can start a YouTube channel. If you want to start podcasting and you want to get one or two ideas, I'm not a master, but I've been in this for like 6 months or less than that, and I've learned a lot. I've had little experience. I could be of help. You could send me a DM. See, in this life, let's just help each other. In this life, if you can help someone, I know I can help financially, but the knowledge I have, I'll keep on passing it to people. I remember on Clubhouse, I just opened the room. I opened the room on Clubhouse and people joined in and we started talking about podcasting, and a lot of people opened a podcast that day. They started up a podcast. I didn't know. I was just moderating the room, and this guy wanted to start a YouTube and was like, oh my God, I'm not going to get subscribers. I was like, you know what? Just start. If it's me and you that is watching it, that's fine. Just do what you have to do. And the guy was like, oh my God, I'm so motivated. You know what? I'm opening that YouTube channel. I felt this different kind of happiness. Like, the happiness within me was different. I was like, okay, I really pushed someone. I motivated someone to do something. That's really good, guys. So you can also do that. You can start up a small business. Just little capital. Move abroad. If you have the opportunity, you can get a scholarship or you have money, just move abroad, because that's the best option right now, guys. That's actually the best option, because Nigeria is not good for creatives, not good for careers. Do you get? So just find your, you know, try your possible best to leave this country. And I think that's the tips I have. Even some of these tips, I'm not doing them myself, but I plan on doing them myself, because we are all figuring life, and life is not a bed of roses, guys. So I'm going to talk about my own personal experience. There was this job offer I got from a guy. So I met this guy on Snapchat, and we used to talk, and I told him I needed a job, and he was like, he owns a logistic company and he's looking for an organization manager. I was like, I can do that. I'm very organized, you know. You know the vibes. And I wanted to keep it strictly professional, because you're giving me a job. He said, send in your CV. I sent him my CV, and he was like, you can come for an interview in my house. That was the first red flag, you know. I said, okay, let's talk. I said, no, I cannot come to your house, because the world is a very crazy place. So is either you do a phone call interview or you have a fucking office that I can come to. This guy said, okay, online call interview. He said call interview is okay, and I was like, okay. Guess what time this guy called me? By 9 p.m. And he was actually forming professional by 9 p.m. Like, oh yeah, what's up? Okay, so what are you good at? Okay, so have you had any experience? Blah 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 blah. I was like, okay. I was answering the questions, and he said, okay, no problem. We are going to see how it goes. He was discussing the price with me. He wanted to pay me $30,000. I was like, no. Okay. He agreed $50,000 is okay per month. See me jubilating. I was dancing. 50,000 at least. I'll be collecting it before I go for NYC. Just like 4 months before NYC, I should be using it to be helping myself, you know, because money is the main factor of this postgraduate depression, guys. Money is the exact is like the number one factor. So if I have money, at least I'll be helping myself. Like, I won't be asking no one for money, for stipends and all of that. So this guy, I was like, okay, when am I getting the company phone? Because he was supposed to resume the kidney in January after New Year's Eve. And he was like, okay, let's meet at my place. I say, your place for what? To collect company phone? Please meet me in public place. Let's see. That's how I dress up. My first clothes, I iron it, he born.
First, fine, Timothy Rebai. Secondly, I was my way there, and he called. He was like, he's not yet there. Can I wait at his place? And from there, we'll now go. And I called my sister. My sister was like, I should just turn back to my house because the world is fucking dangerous. The world is a crazy place. People getting missing left, right, and center. Who is this? I told the guy to turn back. We're going back. And as I was turning back, he kept on calling. I just noticed that my shoe cut. Brand new shoe, Timothy Ra. Ebo. Sorry, the agberimu had to come out. So I said, this is serious sign. Like, I don't used to believe in all those sign things. But my dear, that day I believed though. I really believed. I believed so much that I said, this shooting is the last sign. I said, please just turn back. I just caught the call. I blocked him on all social media. I was kind of sad because I was like, I put my mind there. You know when you have your expectations, like, okay, you got a job, you'll be having small change every month, blah 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 blah. Everything was watered down, and I'm just saying, okay, I was just introduced to the labor market, and this was just like a first blow. And I'm like, imagine people that have been in the labor market for 3 years, they have not gotten a job, they have been getting rejection emails and all of that. So guys, thank you for listening to my story. And you guys, let's be careful when you're going for interview. Go to Naira Land, place the job description, the name of the company, the job, where it's located, and make sure it is legit. Justice for Ini, the girl that was killed when she was going for an interview. It's just really sad. I hope she gets justice. So guys, make sure you share this podcast. Thank you for listening. Share with your friends and family. Support by clicking on Anchor Support. I appreciate you guys. I'm gonna...